This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 10 tips to boost positive cash flow income. Well, I just want to say, hey guys, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well, and I hope that your real estate investing efforts are going well. Just a quick announcement here. First off, I just want to thank you guys. I realize I don't do that enough, and I just want to thank you for listening. I know there's a lot of other podcasts out there you could be listening to, but the fact that you picked us really, really means a lot. So thank you for that. And I just want to say too, hey, if ever, you know, you really are just feeling, gosh, I just really enjoy this podcast, okay? And I just want to do something just to help those guys out because, you know, I'm learning a lot or whatever it is. You know, the best way to help us out is, you know, we're not selling anything. I don't have any programs or courses or anything like that. I'm just really trying to provide information that you can use and things that can really help you in as you approach retirement or in retirement. So we would just love if you wanted to just go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. If you don't have iTunes, or it could be Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, but subscribe. It helps out in terms of getting the word out to the folks out there. Another way that helps out is by rating and reviewing our podcast. When we get, you know, good reviews, it goes out to more folks and more people become aware of the podcast. So that would be a great thing. We just really would appreciate that if that's something that that you could do. Well, let me go ahead and start. We got a great topic here, and it's about cash flow. You know, cash flow is the most important factor for us old dogs here in terms of buying long-term rental properties. We look at that above all else. And I own a number of rental properties ranging from single family homes to apartments. And my goal on each property is to have a great cash flow. However, rental properties with the biggest margin between rent and mortgage payment will not always have the highest cash flow. There are many factors you have to consider when figuring cash flow. And this is something you need to calculate when you're looking at properties before you even buy it, to make sure that there's a built-in cash flow there for you. Those are things that you look at, and just as an overall, like expenses, turnover, vacancies, and management, and there's more, but those are key areas you have to have a good control on and make sure that you're maximizing your cash flow by managing those efforts well. So here's the list. 10 things you can do directly increase your cash flow. Number one, pick in the right location. That's really, really critical. Location, location, location. That's the motto for rental properties. You know, you can find an area, for example, that has high demand for rentals. That's key because that means you're going to be able to fill vacancies quickly. It also means you can charge more for rent. A good job market, infrastructure development, market growth. And then follow people's movements. You know, you can see where people are moving in areas that are growing and the population is growing and the jobs are strong. And college towns also can be a great place where there's a high demand, low vacancies. Also, the same thing can happen with senior housing. It's an area, there's this big, huge baby boomer bubble, and we're part of it, that is moving. And as that moves, you know, there's these people are doing a lot of the same things. They're selling their big houses that they had when they had all their kids in the house. And now they're downsizing. They're finding nice places they can live, nice communities where they're comfortable. Some cities really have a demand for that. When looking for locations, home prices and rental rates are the most important factor. Home prices and expenses can be compared to the market condition to determine if the property is worth the cost. Rental rates should provide enough income to cover expenses and generate profit. And depending on your budget and market conditions, try looking specifically for neighborhoods that have higher rental yields. Number two, renovations. Whether you're purchasing, say, for the first time and you're getting inspections to find out what kinds of things you might have to do to sort of move that place up, talk to a contractor and get opinions on what kinds of things would be beneficial. What are the contemporary things that people are looking for in their homes that you could do, hopefully, you know, cost effectively. Sometimes just deep cleaning of a property and getting it all cleaned up real nice and putting some fresh paint on it. Typical renovations you can do at relatively reasonable costs are things like exterior and interior paint jobs with contemporary colors, just upgrading the color, upgrading kitchen cabinets, countertops, or bathrooms. Sometimes you can do that for under $1,000, you know, in a bathroom, or under $1,000 in a kitchen. And one of the things we're finding is, you know, putting wood floors or laminate flooring. Not only does it look more contemporary, and you can get a better rent for it, but it also saves you money from having to deal with cleaning carpets on turnovers, replacing carpets, those kinds of things. So, you know, there are some good renovations that you can do that will save you in other ways as well. Number three, rent by the room. Now, those, if you're, and again, this is referring more to a single family home, but if you're having trouble renting the whole house out, you can just rent by the room. That would require you to fully furnish these rooms, but it would allow you more flexibility. You could rent by the week, by the month, 3 to 6 month leases, and you're probably thinking, well, why do I have to want to deal with all that turnover? But if you think about the cost that people are going to be paying per week, per room, you'll soon see that you're going to be making a lot more doing that than you would by renting out the whole house. And you can also target those types of students, single moms, and different groups like that. Number four, along the same lines, you can convert to an Airbnb property. Now, you can do this with an apartment unit as well as a house or a condo. You can rent either the entire property or you could do the room by room thing as well. Sometimes if you can find a niche group, for example, my friend Al Williamson, he talks about traveling nurses, that this is these are nurses that go from hospital to hospital where there may be a shortage of nurses, and they have a per diem allowance that allows them to cover housing. Now, if you can provide them an alternative, a cost-effective alternative to staying at a hotel, then, you know, they're going to save that per diem, they'll pocket the rest. They can go in a room, for example, or a house that they would share multiple rooms, as long as there's maybe other nurses in there and they feel comfortable with them. So you could look at what local room rates are, and maybe it would be something, you know, again, you look at what local market prices are. If they were staying in a hotel, they might be paying, you know, $150 a night or something, but maybe you could do a $125 per night thing. If you rented out the whole house, you may rent it out for $800 a month, but with a rent at $125 per night, that'd be like $3,750 per month. So Airbnb is hot, and there's some great opportunities there. Number five, corporate housing. Along the same lines, you know, offer it furnished. You can do annual or monthly leases, linking up with local companies in the area that have people that are coming and staying for a period of time that you would need that. There's also the idea of, let's say, like a construction project that's happening, and there's construction crews that are going to be there for a two-year period, building a large office building or something. Normally, they'd be paying you know, much more staying in a hotel or a motel, whereas you can offer an alternative and still make a significant amount of money. Number six, converting a home to duplex. Now, this is not a low cost necessarily. You definitely have to have, you know, separate bathrooms in each side of this duplex. But if you can do it, you know, you're going to end up making almost twice as much as you would otherwise. And so that's another way to be able to increase your cash flow income. Things like making proactive long-term repairs. The one reason why I like multifamily more than single family is that a single family, you can just get blasted by something as simple as replacing a hot water heater or replacing an AC unit. When you buy your property, you try to do the improvements at that time. For example, if the plumbing is, you know, maybe less than stellar or may have a possibility of having problems later on, you want to replace that when you buy the property. As a water heater, or if you're in the Midwest or South and you've got boilers, for example, those are the kinds of things that can be huge expenses. And you want to make sure that you get something new in its place or something that is not going to be a problem, because you can literally wipe out your cash flow for the year by replacing these high cost areas. And that can go for roofs and other things as well. Number eight, paying off a mortgage. The easiest way to increase cash flow is to pay cash for the property. I mean, that's great if you can do it. You can't always do that, with apartments, because you're getting into higher dollars there. But if you can pay cash, yeah, you're automatically going to have higher cash flow because you don't have that mortgage payment to deal with. But you could still go ahead and take out that mortgage, but set up an aggressive pay down schedule so you pay off that mortgage quickly over time. Now, granted, there are tax advantages to having that mortgage in place, but the bottom line is you'll increase the amount of cash flow you'll receive if you pay off that mortgage. Number nine, decrease expenses. Now, this is an area where to make more money, you either have to increase your income or decrease your expenses. Now, there are a variety of ways to drive down costs. This can include negotiating contracts with service providers like landscapers, people that cut your lawn. It could be challenging your property tax bill. A lot of folks don't know how to do this, but this is a real feasible way to go and to reduce your expenses that you're paying on taxes. Separating certain services that you provide, like internet or cable. Utilities are one of the biggest areas where landlords just pay a lot of money. So if you can pass that through to your tenants, either through a RUBS program or by buying energy saving appliances and so forth, maybe putting some weatherproofing around windows, certain things like that can actually end up saving you quite a bit. And number 10, refinancing. Refinancing is a great way, especially while interest rates are low like they are, is debt service is one of the biggest drains on cash flow. This can be a time to refinance or structure your financing differently. Drive down those costs with a better loan. And it's a competitive market out there, so you could almost kind of play different banks against each other and try to get a rate as possible. Well, that's my 10 items today to boost positive cash flow income. Cash flow is extremely important when investing in long-term rental properties. It is important to do your research and realize the properties with the highest price-to-rent ratios may not always produce the most cash flow. Ease of management, expenses, turnover, and vacancies must be considered when figuring cash flow. Your strategy regarding how you finance and pay down mortgages will also greatly affect cash flow. We did a similar kind of podcast a while back. It was episode 070. So if you want 12 more ways to increase rental property cash flow, I will have a link to that episode in our show notes. Everything presented here, of course, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look up the episode on 10 tips to boost positive cash flow income. Well, that's it for today. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.